All right, guys, so we back with another episode of Men and Mental. And I know it's been a while. I've just been trying to get the topics down. Excuse me, I'm a little sick right now. I was going to do a video version of this, but the sickness is kind of kicking my ass right now. So I'm just going to have to stick to the audio for now. Maybe we'll do like a video format on the third episode. So stay tuned for that. Now, I'm not going to make this incredibly long. For this episode, I did want to talk about something that kind of just caught me off guard. You know what I mean? So I'm having a conversation with one of my friends, and it's a great conversation for sure. You know, we're talking about everything from music to, you know, different walks of life, everything. Now, the part that threw me for a loop, they wanted to ask me a question, right? Personal question. And we didn't ask each other really personal questions or whatever. So me being me, I was a little nervous at first, but then I was like, you know, go for it. You know, ask away. I'm gonna read it word for word because I have it up right now. This person asked me, do you feel like you lost the one thing you were striving towards, or do you feel like you knew you were on a path that wasn't in your favor, but you still did it to make others happy? When they first asked this question, I ain't gonna lie, I was like, damn, that's just deep. I don't really know what to say. As I kind of leaned back a little bit, had to really process that question. It really hit me to the point where I was like, you know what? I know exactly how I'm gonna answer it. So in my opinion, when it comes to paths, guys, when it comes to certain paths in life, you can find yourself on a path that is almost like a tunnel. So picture this. You're in a tunnel. It's a little dark, right? And the only things that you see are the way that you came in and the way to go out. Right? That's the tunnel. So you see a light at the end. That's kind of what you're going for. You really don't know what's at that light. Like it cannot be anything that you expected out there. But that's where you're going. Now as you're going through this tunnel, you know, you look left, you may see a door here and there. You look right, you may see a door here and there, right? But behind those doors are shut tight. There's no light coming off of them, nothing. They're shut tight. So you don't know what the hell is on the other side of those doors. The only thing you know is that you can see a light at the end of this tunnel, right? You don't know what the hell is out there either, but it's a light. So you feel more confident going that way. Now, whether that way is the way you should be going, who knows? But that is the way that you feel most secure going towards. Again, when it comes to these paths and these, you know, in this example, these doors, right? You're afraid of these doors because you don't know what to expect. And that's not to say, you know, you go through one of these doors and it isn't what you expected and you have regrets and want to go back to that tunnel. That's fine. The good thing about paths in life, they're ever changing. So even if you go through this door and you wind up in another tunnel, that tunnel's also going to have doors. You know what I mean? You never limit yourself to this one tunnel. You always want to take a leap of faith. Bet on yourself. Put yourself first, your happiness first, and your values first. So when you do step through this door, you're confident stepping through it and you're ready for whatever it throws at you. It could be good or bad, you know, but you're going to feel great that you decided to take this risk and you took it 100% and you're going to take whatever comes with it. In my case, I went through a door that I had no clue what to expect on the other side of this door. Now, am I happier on the other side of this door? Absolutely. You know, was I happy in that tunnel? Sure. But that's the thing about paths. You can be happy on multiple paths, but that doesn't mean every path is for you. Because at the end of the day, there's going to be something that you're going to feel as though you're missing, that path has, that this certain tunnel, that this first tunnel doesn't. So you have to understand how to really seek out your own happiness instead of trying to dim it. Because when you start to dim it, you'd be like, okay, I'm happy. I'm not as happy as I want to be or I could be, but I'm happy. So you get complacent and you get content with that. And you never want that to happen. You always want to strive for the utmost 100%. As happy as you can be all the time. That is the number one thing that I want you all to take from this episode is paths are always going to change and that's okay, good or bad. But you have to know how to never be afraid to walk through that other tunnel. Get out of this first tunnel and walk through the second one, walk through the third one, walk through the fourth one. Find that path that you're going to be truly happy on and give it your all and just keep pushing forward. Now for the second part of this podcast, and I apologize, this is going to be kind of short because I am a little sick, but I did want to get up and just kind of share this info with you guys really quick. Now I'm having another conversation with another friend, and it's really a deep conversation, right? Really, 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 really deep. And we're going back and forth about, you know, me growing up in the city and, you know, some of my family grew up in the country and how those lifestyles differ so much and how people sometimes when they grow up in the country, they get really, really, really just happy with the little things to the point where they no longer try to seek out many things. Like not that they're not ambitious. They've just grown to the point where their ambitions are where they are. You know what I mean? So that's the thing about being ambitious. That doesn't mean you have to shoot for the stars all the time, right? Some people's ambitions just lie in just doing the simple things. Like this is what they're ambitious about. You know, making sure their kids are good, their grandkids are good. They can go fishing every morning. You know, that's what for them is happiness. You know what I mean? So that's the thing about happiness. It's not one thing. There's not a way to really define it for everyone. Everyone's happiness is going to be so different. And whatever that looks like, it works for that person. That's what works for that person, you know? So we don't never really have to say, oh yeah, you're just doing this. That can't be happy, right? Because that's not for us to judge. But anyway, so we were having a conversation about that. And we had got on the topic of mental health and how you should always put yourself first. And I'll explain why. When it comes to you wanting to be in a relationship with someone, be a good father or mother, or be a good, you know, uncle, whatever, you know, be a good friend, whatever, right? She said something to me where she was like, you know what? I'm always gonna put myself first. Always. I was like, shit, okay. Like, damn, I really had to sit back and think, because I know for me personally, I know there was definitely a couple times where I didn't put myself first. And I was like, man, I wonder what made her say that, you know, like what what prompted that? So I had to really sit back and think. When it clicked for me, I had to think back to the times where I didn't put myself first and it didn't work out in my favor. I always ended up hurt, ended up, you know what I'm saying, kind of feeling betrayed or backstabbed. You know what I mean? So it got to a point where I had to really think, like, damn, you know, if you put yourself first 100% of the time to make sure your mental health is valued, to make sure your physical health is valued, and that you are 100% being the best person that you absolutely can be, only then can you be the best person for someone else. Only whether that's be the best friend or be the best partner, be the best family member, anything. If you're not 100% yourself, then how do you expect to give 100% to somebody else? That was something I didn't understand for a while. It was like, you know, sometimes we can get caught up in order for, you know, us to be happy, we have to make somebody else happy, right? This person has to be happy and I have to be happy. But the only thing that does, once something else outside of yourself become your source of happiness, that's where you give up that power to make yourself happy. With that being said, if whatever that source is outside of yourself, if they begin to take advantage of that, or they do something that ultimately hurts you or anything, then your happiness has been compromised because you gave them that power. That power should always and only be reserved for yourself, right? Only then are you able to make someone else happy, right? But that it has to be mutual. It can't just be you're 100% and then whoever else isn't, and then they rely on you to make them happy. It can't be like that, you know? You have to rely on yourself to be 100% happy, and then whoever the other person is, they have to rely on themselves to be 100% happy. Only then can you be 100% happy together, right? Like, think about it in terms of like going to school, right? Let's say you get two 100s on a test, right? Cool. I mean, you got 100 in the class, right? We're going to eliminate all homework, everything. We're just going to talk about two. You took two tests to determine your grade, right? You got 100 on both. So that means what? You have 100 in that class. Now, let's say you have someone else take that test for you, or take the third test for you. They get a 60. Right? Do you think you're still going to have 100? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. So take that mindset and think, you know, if I'm 100% happy and I allow someone to come into my life who depend on me and rely on me to make them happy, and they're at about 60% happiness, what do you think that happens as a whole in that relationship or in that friendship? It's not going to be 100%. because neither, not both of you are at 100%. Only one of you are, and one of you are like 50 or 60%, you know? The entire basis of that conversation was to put your happiness first. Only then are you able to share that happiness, right? Only then are you able to be the motivation for someone else to want to achieve what you have. Two sad people are just not going to work. One happy and one sad person is just not going to work, right? You both have to be genuinely 100% happy. And that's just the reality. It's not a bad thing. It's just reality. Yeah, and then one thing that I took away that this person said, which is a phenomenal quote. Phenomenal quote. It said, you can't pour into others. Wait, I'm sorry. You can't pour into others' cup if your cup ain't full. Think about that. You can't pour into others' cup if your cup ain't full. The last bit of this that I kind of want for you all to take with this is, in order for you to be happy with someone, you have to learn how to be happy by yourself. Build out an individual in yourself that you're happy with, that you're just complete happiness. You know, that's worded a little bad, but just be happy with yourself, by yourself, and who you are before you decide to try to be happy with someone else. That pretty much wraps it up. My throat is killing me. It's absolutely on fire right now. This sickness is kind of tearing my ass apart. But if you came by, you stopped by to listen, I appreciate it. If you took something with this, you know, shoot me a DM. What was your favorite part of the podcast? At KENW on Instagram. yeah, I'm going to try to get a little bit more consistent with these podcasts. I got a lot of traveling coming up in the next coming days. I'm going to be out of town for New Year's. Going on a nice little vacay. But at the end of the day, guys, you have to make sure you're okay before you can make sure somebody else is okay. You know what I mean? Because if that person needs you to make sure they're okay, but you're not okay, it's just not gonna work. Think about it. But again, I hope you guys enjoyed. I love every single one of you, whoever came to pull up to listen. Shout out to the kinfolk on YouTube. See you later, guys. And stay tuned for the next episode. And again, if you have any type of topics that you kind of want me to cover from my perspective, then shoot them to my DMs and I'll be happy to. Or if you have, actually, at the end of each podcast, I think I'm going to start taking one or two questions. If you need my advice for something, I'll start putting them here at the end, whether it's, you know, life advice, relationship advice, business advice. I'm going to try my best to answer the question truthfully and from my perspective. So yeah, I mean, that pretty much wraps it up, guys, and we're out of here. Love you and thank you.